Hello, let's start with something irrelevant. Look at these shoes, going to have to throw them out. It's a pity to throw out these shoes, but you know, they're worn away. Look at the sole. So that's it on the ball of the foot. Dunby Sterling service, you know, quite stylish. What do you think? And also their slip-ons when I'm feeling lazy and it's good weather, not going very far. But, you know, they're going to have to go. That's a pity. But I wanted them to have their moment of glory because people don't often see my shoes. They almost never show up in photos, but that's it. Okay, because, you know, what can you do with that, you know? Okay, so back to the actual topic. So International Nurses Day. I'm told it was almost a week ago, but people wanted to celebrate it on Sunday, so as in yesterday, so I'm only slightly late. Well, may I say, I appreciate nurses. Obviously, nurses have seen me, attended to me many, many times, given me pills, injections, probably taken blood samples. I can't think what else. Gone to them, being referred on to doctors. I remember in Moscow, there was a nurse who was the gatekeeper for the dermatologist, triaging my complaint. When you go to that whatever non-emergency thing, when you just drop in, the National Health Service is nurses will look at your vital signs, even if I said most specifically what it is, and there's nothing wrong with my blood pressure at the moment, I know. So we appreciate them. They save people's lives all the time. They're often complaining they're not well paid. I mean, it never has been well paid. It was better paid, certainly, in the United Kingdom about 20 years ago, but you know, everybody is sort of relatively better off, worse off. What else about nurses? I know, isn't this strand of hair there just ridiculous, even by my standards? And that's really saying something. But pity they don't wear those old uniforms. You can't really tell who they are. I know that they wear scrubs sometimes, just the badge, but that's there, so they're instantly identifiable. And they can do more and more things they weren't allowed to do because we're related to a few of them. And I know that almost a century ago, well, they had to do the really menial tasks, empty the bedpans and scrub the place. I know one as a nurse in the 1960s, cleaning, and an affluent patient said, "Would you like to be my maid?" Which a nurse would probably slap you if you said that these days. So about, is it 95% female that are occupation? But it's turned into really a profession. And of course, it's Florence Nightingale, the Lady of the Lamp, who made it what it is. Because until she came along in the 1850s, certainly in the Anglosphere, anybody who was employed to be a nurse was a nurse. There was no quality control, no entrance criteria, become higher and higher. And obviously, it's a degree bearer subject now. You had to have the Leaving Certificate in the Republic of Ireland to get into it in the 60s. You didn't need to have A-levels to get into it in the United Kingdom until maybe the 90s. I was reading how Abby Titmuss, that famous, sort of like nude model sometimes, actress, TV presenter, she was a nurse and she had GCSEs. She didn't do A-levels, astonishingly. But I think she was the last of that generation, the early 90s, who was able to get into it without A-levels. But they're qualified to do higher and higher things than certain standard types of nurses. And so that they're better paid at the top end of it. There are more and more qualifications they can do. Because whatever qualification you used to get until the 90s, it wasn't a degree, some sort of nursing diploma. It took 4 years to live in a nurse's home. And these people are better looked after. I mean, I knew a nurse who was at University College Hospital in London. And she lived down the street on Huntley Street. And it was very subsidized rent, 5 minute walk from work. You wouldn't get that now, all sold off in the 90s and living all over in London. And that'd be a very, very expensive two bedroom flat she had, sometimes sharing with a colleague, sometimes she's the only one there. I mean, that flat, you know, would be close to £1 million, I would think, because it's so central in London. But that's all gone now. And I was thinking they'd be given like rail passes or travel passes valid within 20 miles of their workplace or something like that. So they're qualified to do things that previously any physicians were able to do. I remember Tony Blair talking about there being a pathway to upgrade from being a nurse into a doctor. Oh, you can't upgrade. It's not superior. They're just different. Well, I don't think they are actually. But that shows what I know. It's still healthcare. One's more difficult to get into as a higher responsibility, is able to prescribe one that the others aren't, and therefore is paid like thrice as much. But yeah, we definitely need nurses, and many advanced Western economies have got a shortage of nurses. Are they undervalued, underpaid? Do we express this through the salary mechanism? But they're going on strike sometimes, so appreciate what they do. I've known some nurses very well. I've known about three of them very well indeed. So one of them was a formative influence in my life. I shan't say her name. Yeah, I remember Anthea Turner way back in about 98 on Nurses Day, dressed up as a sexy nurse for that. Someone said, "Oh, that's demeaning. You shouldn't objectify us," and stuff like that. Okay, some nurses are male. And there's a stereotype that male nurses are gay, which obviously some of them are. I don't know if it's disproportionately higher. I've not seen any datum to that effect. But yeah, they're lifesavers. We really need them. And then there's the Royal College of Nurses in the United Kingdom, which is like regulates them and represents them as more or less a trades union. The Royal College of Midwives. Now, isn't that a bit sexist? Because wife is a female term, and midwifery could be performed by a man, although it's highly unusual, as in delivering babies, the care of pregnant women, and so on. But the worrying thing is that nurses gone away from their sort of Florence Nightingale origins of saving life, of palliating suffering, of promoting health and so on, to sometimes being murderesses, or indeed murderers, because obviously they're to save patients, but then pretending it's healthcare to murder a child. I was reading the abortion statistics in the United Kingdom. It's only like 2% of cases they claim it's something to do with healthcare, and under 1% of cases they claim it's because of rape or whatever, or under 2% of cases that it's something to do with the baby being unviable. So really, it's just elective. Termination of pregnancy, i.e. termination of someone else's life, that's called killing, is simply because the person is too stingy to pay for her child, doesn't have to pay a penny for a child, she can give a child up for adoption, or doesn't want to raise a child, or doesn't want to go through the pregnancy. Theodore Dalrymple, that famous media doctor, saying he had signed these death warrants, and sometimes there's a reason stated, I don't even have to give a reason, oh, I'm so stressed out about it, it would interfere with my holiday plans and things like that. So obviously nurses and midwives worth their name should have nothing to do with this whatsoever. It should be the polar opposite of what they're all about. And now, admittedly, okay, if there's a risk to the mother's life, that's different. That really is caring for the patient. But we see how things have just gone so badly wrong. Instead of saving life, keeping a heart beating, keeping lungs respiring or whatever, keeping all these vital signs going and nutrition going, in fact, is denying all that, is causing death to an entirely innocent person. To inflict violence upon the unconsenting is grossly unethical. And these things are not necessary. Abortion is not healthcare in the vast majority of cases, in which case, why don't we abort every single baby ever if it's really promoting health? And pretending it's about choice, when obviously nurses are usually against choice when it comes to drugs or smoking or alcohol abuse or unsafe sex or not wearing a crash helmet. So really, and obviously there's some valiant, good, brave, moral nurses who are against this, who really want to do what they're supposed to do, which is to save children and not take part in ultra-violence against children, the cruelest and most extreme form of child abuse. And I was horrified to see the Royal College of Midwives promoting abortion in this hateful literature, incitement to murder, so there we go, and being against bodily autonomy, which is to stand outside one of these slaughterhouses and campaign for the right to life. You know, a child is not a choice. Someone's life is more important than someone else's choice. Someone else may wish to kill me. That would be his or her choice, but that was not sufficient to deprive me of my inherent right to life. And pretending that being alive is not being alive, that a human being is not a human being, really is staggering and nauseating. So please, nurses, do the right thing. And some of you do. But future generations will shrink in horror when they think of the genocide that's been carried out by the medical profession, nurses and so on, politicians, judges, the police, all on their side. They will resile from this. So things will come full circle as we face extinction as a species. In the fullness of time, people will say that we were right, the pro-life movement, those who are trying to save children. Anyway, happy Nurses Day. Goodbye.